The hero's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
The ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the hero.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Dark.
And I'm Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Arrow, Season 4, Episode 22. We're going to be talking about Lost in the Flood that aired May 18 on the CW. Getting ready for the new season coming in October. October. Just a few, a couple of weeks? I don't know if it's a couple of weeks. I think it might just be a week? No, we got this coming up week, and then maybe the next. Well, yeah, either way, it's coming in October. New season, season 5 of Arrow. I'm excited. I haven't watched any of the new trailers. I've been trying to get caught up with these recaps from season 4, and then I'm thinking about watching the trailer that you guys have probably already seen, and maybe talking about that as well. So, I don't know. I'm excited because I'm ready because as I'm going through these shows, I'm getting reminded of how the episodes were building up to the finale and the new season, and oh, it's gonna be cool. So let's talk about this. Lost in the Flood. Spoilers, people. Remember, spoilers. I had somebody hit me up and be like, why didn't you tell me you that show would show? Okay, I'm telling you now. Spoilers. So if you don't like spoilers, stop it now. Don't take it personal. Don't want to be ruined. I get it. So get off and come back later. I'm always gonna be here for you guys. That's how I am. You hear me? Hitting my chest? Because that's how I am with you guys. I'm right here for y'all. All right. Lost in the Flood. This episode here starts off where we left off. Damian whooping on Diggs and Arrow underneath the city at City Hall over there. You knew that wasn't going to go right, right? I mean, Damian is so powerful. He's turning freaking arrows and bullets into dust. Like, he shoots the arrows, and it's hilarious how Diggs shoots him. He's like, really? 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 Guys? So super powerful. You know, Damian Dark is just badass. He's a sarcastic douchebag, and I love it. I love it. I love it. He's like one of my favorite evil guys that have been on Arrow, including Malcolm Merlyn. I love Malcolm. He's just such a smart ass, and he's just hilarious. I like those guys. What else do we got here? Damian Dark has Felicity's ex-boyfriend. Hello, the Mr. Hacker Kid. We see where, I don't know. I guess it's kind of, we'll talk about that later. Well, maybe not. Because it was cool, but it was like, okay, whatever. One of my favorite parts, I think I'm looking at my notes here. Probably my favorite part of the entire episode was when Arrow and Diggs go to the Hive to rescue Thea. And, of course, Thea's drugged. And Thea, like, starts whooping up on Arrow and then starts shooting at Diggs. That whole scene. And when they're running through the neighborhood, fighting and running, I thought that whole scene was dope. I loved it. That was probably my favorite part in the entire episode. I wasn't a big fan of while Felicity's dad and her are trying to save the world, Felicity's mom decides to throw a fight and say start arguing about the past. That was just dumb. I just wasn't happy with it. I could care less about Felicity's mom's past. I think she's hot. I think I like her in the show. I think she should just stick with Detective Lance. Let go of the past. And maybe that's what the whole point was. I'm surprised, though, that after telling Dad to leave, that Felicity was just like, I mean, during that part, Felicity's like, oh, my mom's just looking out for me. Yeah, I'm better off without him. I find it weird that her and her dad had this cool bonding moment. And then it's just like, it's not a big deal. Like, not even, she didn't even bat an eye of like, hey, we were getting, I don't know. Just weird. That was just kind of weird. Felicity. But I'm mad at Felicity because what she's doing to Oliver or what she did or what has she's been or the way she's acting or whatever. Let's see here. Thea fights, comes out to Team Arrow, fights the yellow pills and comes back to, she comes back. And so she's ready to fight. I don't know. I'm still irritated at Felicity. Just that whole part there. It was just, I can't even think now. Glad Thea's back. She breaks the bad vibes. Shocker Stick Dude blows up Hive. They killed Damien Dark's wife, which soon as that happened, I was like, oh, this is not going to be good. Damien's going to be really pissed off. And of course, everything's coming literally crumbling down. Get it? What I did? Crumbling down. But he still has this plan to take over and just burn everything and everybody. But I knew that was going to happen. But it was good that they were able to save the daughter, which, you know, was nice. But doesn't matter because Damien's still pissed off. What else happened in this episode? That's pretty much it. I mean, I'm looking at my notes here. I mean, for me personally, was that neighborhood fight scene was cool. And then, you know, it's leading up to the big season finale, which is coming up next. So, you know, when Damien Dark shows up at the house, I mean, at the apartment, and Curtis is there, and Felicity, and her mom is there, you know all hell is going to break loose, because now Damien's, he has nothing to lose. I mean, he's got his daughter, but still, yeah. You knew, and you know, the finale's coming, and it's going to be interesting. I'll just say that. All right? So what I'm going to do now is, because I'm looking at my notes for the finale, I just have the title. They're blank because I never got to see. Well, I did get to see the episode. I watched it already, but I haven't gotten to watch it to write down my favorite parts. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to leave you guys, and then I'm going to go watch it, and then I'm going to come back and talk about the season finale. Just in time for the new season in October. All right, people. If I have to give this episode scale of 1 to 10, I'm looking up my notes here. I'd probably give it an 8. Yeah, looking at my notes here, an 8. An 8 for Lost in the Flood. Feel free to leave comments. What did you think about this episode? Put it down right there, wherever you're listening. If you're just listening to it, and then shoot me a tweet. Whatever you want to do. Don't make a difference. Just let me know. That's it for this. Season 4, episode 22. If you want to check out more of the shows, stay connected. Available on iTunes now. Just look up Talking Arrow on iTunes. If you don't have iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You can go there and find this show plus other shows. If you go to iWatchMike.com, that's my blog. On the top, you'll see something where it says iTunes. Click on that, and it's got everything there for all my shows. That way, it's everything into one little page, and that way you can figure out what you want to do there. That's pretty much it. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. iWatchMike on Facebook. Mike the, T-H-A. Movie Guy on Snapchat, and if you download the Good Shows app, you can find me there, Mike the Movie Guy as well. All right, people, that is it. Have a great weekend. I will be back. I'm gonna go watch the season finale of season 4. I'll talk to y'all really, really, really soon. Bye bye.
The hero's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be, and I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
The ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the hero.
Oh, you don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damien Dark.